Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy, and I'm a supervisor. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. This is Shirley Waits, and I've noticed that I have some charges on my bank statement for, there's one for $59.97, $54.97, and then $5.97 and $7.92. These are
Okay.
things that I did not order. I don't know who did. I don't know what happened. He told me that it's on my card and everything, but I have not received anything. I have not ordered anything. I don't even know
Okay.
what this is.
Yes, ma'am, I'll be able to help. Bear with me just a moment. I'm just working on getting the account pulled up here.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do have an account address, 129 Newman Wainwright Road.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
Pollock,
you. And email.
Louisiana.
Okay, thank you. And that email address is shirleywaits43@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 377. Yep, they've got your phone number on here as well. Just to go over what I'm showing on my screen so we're on the same page as far as what's happened with your card, Ms. Waits. I'm showing that back on January the 17th, there was a survey that was done online. And after the survey, it offers the gift of a trial where the customer gets to pick out what they want to try. In this case, it was a fitness watch. They call it a hype watch. And some Hype pods that go along with it. They're like headphones that you use to, connect to your phone so you can listen to music while you're working out, walking, stuff like that. It was two charges, $7.92 and $5.97, just for the shipping to get that started. And it's kind of like a try it before you buy it program. They pay just the shipping. If the customer decides they don't like them, they can return them and, avoid any further charges. But if they don't call us during the trial, it does bill the full price at the $59.97 and the $54.97. Are you familiar with the survey or paying the small shipping charges,
No,
anything
ma'am,
like that?
I haven't done any surveys and I haven't
Okay.
ordered anything. That's the thing. Apparently somebody has hacked into my stuff because I don't have any need for this. I'm
Okay.
77 years old. I don't need a fit watch or whatever. And I could
Okay.
not use no ear things. I've
I
got my watch
understand.
that I've used for years, and I don't order stuff like this.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else in your household, Miss Waits? Because we've got a
No, ma'am.
track.
I live here
No.
alone.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a tracking number from the Postal Service showing a delivery to your address on January the 21st. So, and you never received anything?
No.
Okay. All
I
right. Well,
haven't.
let's see. Have you already contacted your bank or card company about the charges?
I have. I talked to them this morning, and I've got
Okay.
to fill out some paperwork for them to check into it.
Okay. To your knowledge, they have not started an investigation or a dispute on their end yet?
Not yet, because
Okay.
like I said, I just talked to them this morning, and I've got to go in and fill out
Yeah,
some
that would.
paperwork for it.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Yes, ma'am. All righty, so let's see here.
Is there any way y'all can refund the money there?
I should be able to help. I do just want to make sure that you're aware that, we do take fraud very seriously and we would prosecute anyone who would place this order without your knowledge.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. I would want
Okay.
you to.
Okay. Well, we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector. I just wanted to make sure that you're aware. If you needed to check with anyone that has access to your card, you could, check on that and give us a call back later. But If you want me to go on ahead with the fraud claim now, I can do that. I just need your permission.
Okay, fine.
All righty. Bear with me just a moment.
And in the meantime, can y'all refund my money?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean,
yes,
I
ma'am.
With me deal and it declined my card because there was no money there to pay it.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yes, ma'am, as well. I understand. I'm right there with you on that, so I definitely understand. I will be able to issue a full refund on those charges with doing this fraud claim, and I'll have you a couple of confirmation numbers here in a moment.
Okay.
I'm almost done, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty, so we've got the 5497. And then a 5997. And then I'm looking into the shipping charges right now. Those were 597 and 792.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, it may take about 3 to 5 business days for all of these refunds to process and go through your bank and actually show as a credit back on your end.
Okay.
And you may see, like, one come back in a couple of days and then another one come back in 3 days. And, you know, they may trickle in, but within the next 5 business days, you'll receive all 4 of them.
Okay.
All righty. And I do have a confirmation number for you. It's called a transaction ID number.
Okay.
All right. It is 598-282.
9273.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, and you should get an email confirmation about that as well.
Okay. Well, I sure do appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, Ms. Waits. We thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.